I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning. I think Rosalie's growing up, maybe since she's in confirmation. She's going to hang out over there, and that is just fine. She has sat on these steps many a Sunday. Well, just a couple of minutes ago, Miss Carol read from Psalm 8. And it is generally thought that the Psalms were written around 1000 BC, which means that they were written around 3000 years ago. And 3000 years ago, the people in the time of the Old Testament, they didn't understand science like we understand it today. So for example, they thought that the earth was the center of everything. They didn't know that there was a universe out there outside of the earth. They didn't know or have an understanding of the stars that we do today. They didn't know there were other planets and galaxies. So the teachers and philosophers of that day, they thought there was actually like a three-tiered, the earth was three tiers. The first tier was the ocean and everything in the ocean. And then the next tier was the earth, like the ground and the trees and where we walk around. And then the third tier, they thought, was the heavens, which we call the sky. And then there's sort of an unseen fourth tier where they believed that God's glory was so high that it was higher than the heavens. So when the person who wrote Psalm 8 would have been standing outside on a dark night looking up at the starry sky, he didn't really understand science the way we do today. He didn't understand all those galaxies out there. He didn't understand how unfathomable, how unthinkable, how big the universe and the galaxies out there are. But even though he didn't understand, the words still ring true for us, that God is so big and the world is so big. The universe, the galaxies, the millions of galaxies are so large, but God still created all of it. And even though God is that big and that magnificent, God also created us and loves us. And because of Jesus, that really big, unthinkable God made us God's very own children and sealed us with God's very Spirit. Sometimes we call the Holy Spirit the breath of God, and God put God's very breath into us. That's pretty amazing. It can oftentimes be really hard to understand that God is so big and we are so small, but God loves us so much, and God created us in God's image, and God gives us God's Holy Spirit. Yes, Calvin. Those are some really good questions. So is God a person? Is God living? Is God like a ghost? What else did you ask? God, so we believe that there is one God, and in one God there are three persons, or three expressions of God. There's God the Father, God the Son, who is Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. So like you are Calvin, your mom and dad's son, your grandparents' grandson, you're a student at school, you are all of those things, but you are one person. And that's what we believe about God, that God is one God, but three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Jesus did become human. Jesus, who is God, and we believe that God is spirit, which in our human understanding, the closest thing we can kind of think of to spirit is kind of like a ghost. And we, you know, in older language, the Holy Spirit was called the Holy Ghost. So God is spirit, and Jesus is human. But we have the Holy Spirit within us. And the word for the Holy Spirit in the Bible is the same word for air and wind. So it's like the breath of God, that God breathes God's Spirit into us. And so God is all of those things, but we do believe that God is living and that God is always present with us. And we believe that Jesus, although he died, he rose again, and so he is our risen Lord, and he lives forever and can never die. Does that make sense? That's a lot of information, isn't it? But yes, God is immortal. We are mortals. We will die, but God is immortal. God can never die. God existed before the world was created, and God will always exist. There is never one moment of time ever, ever, ever that God will not exist. Do you have any questions, Conrad? No? Well, if you ever have any questions, I love hearing them and answering them. So, where does God live? What do you think, Calvin? You raised your hand. Yeah, a lot of people talk about God living in heaven, but actually God is everywhere. That God is not limited to heaven, God is not limited to church, God isn't just here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church so that when we walk out the doors, God is not out there. No, God is everywhere, and God lives in us. So God lives in you and in me and in Calvin and in everybody sitting in the pews. God lives everywhere. That's a great question. Any other questions? Well, let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you that you live everywhere. And that you live inside of us. Thank you for questions. And thank you for answers. Even when they are hard to understand. God, you are so big that we as humans can never fully understand you. Help us to live with questions and sometimes doubts, but always trusting your love and your care for us and the whole world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up and for your questions. You may go back to your seats.